Do you have any idea what you're listening to?
Not for Air Radio.
Justin Jordan.
And welcome to Not for Air podcast. You can listen on Podbean or anywhere you get podcasts. So we are back. Yes. And boy, what an adventure I've had lately. So I went on a trip to North Carolina to see family. And I went to so many on the way up. Because I got up there within about, I think we left here at like midnight. And I got there about after one, I think. One or two. No, I don't know. But it took about 11 or 12 hours to get up there. And I took our time too. But I have a strategy for this. And I've done the trip out of state multiple times. Including trips from Virginia down to here, Florida. So I've done that a bunch. And I rode a lot of buses in my 20s. Traveling from place to place. A couple planes. Mostly buses and one train. So I did a lot of that in my 20s from living from place to place. You know, I was young, so I'd bounce between my parents, you know, crash and work every half a year or whatever in one place and go to another. And so I did a lot of that. And eventually I kind of became stable where I just, you know, once I found the right person, I kind of settled down and stayed in one place until I moved to England. And then we moved back to Florida and all that. So anyway, we took a trip to North Carolina, and we've done this before because we went and saw Social Distortion in Charlotte many years ago for our wedding anniversary, one of them. No, it wasn't our wedding anniversary. It was our regular non-wedding anniversary when we got together. And so we went to see Social D. She surprised me. And we went up and saw they're doing the self-titled 1990 album in its entirety and other songs at the Fillmore in Charlotte. So that was cool. I've already been to Charlotte once. I went with my buddy Jeff before. And I liked Charlotte. And I took Nicole, and it wasn't quite the same. And she's like, I know you're trying to show me all these places, but I don't see it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. She's not wrong. So anyway, we did that before, and then we raced back the next morning to get here in time to go to see the Misfits, which Jerry Only's Misfits, at Respects. They're having their block party at Respectable Street. I forget what anniversary it was. It was the one in 2020. Maybe it was 2015. I don't remember what year it was, but I know it rained. But we went and saw the Social D, and we saw the Misfits the day after. And I broke my glasses. So I know that much. So that was one of the road trips that we had. And we went, and me and Nicole had this thing where we would get, we stopped at a McDonald's. So it was getting, I don't know if it was in Georgia or somewhere here in Florida, like off 95. And this is years ago. So we went to McDonald's, and this is when they had like dollar coffee again, like iced coffee, right? And so we're in line. I don't know if I told this story before on Underground Horror Radio, or I've done this on Not For Air in the past, or maybe it was on Podunk or one of the million other things I've done in the last 14 years. But so we're going to McDonald's, you know, and there's a racetrack up there and all that stuff. And we're going to McDonald's, and we're inside, and we want coffee. And I was going to get like a McMuffin or something. And they're like, oh yeah, the coffee machine or whatever. We got to refill it or something. So they, because I like to get my French vanilla iced coffee. I'm not a big coffee guy, but that's like the most basic one I want. And McDonald's, it wasn't bad for a dollar, you know. So they're bringing this like red bucket, which, and I've worked in many retail jobs in some restaurants. And they have these, you know, red buckets that are for medical waste type of things, you know. So this one wasn't, but it was red. So my first thought was like this medical waste thing, like we had at like Target and Walmart. Walmart, I think, is like the one I remember the most, you know, for cleaning up spills and stuff and that kind of thing. So it's just this girl is, I think it's a girl, I don't remember, but they're like carrying this heavy, red bucket, because it reminded me of like a 5-gallon bucket. And I used to do a lot of fishing with my dad. So I remember carrying the white Home Depot or orange Home Depot, like 5-gallon bucket. So anyway, and they start pouring, I guess, the vanilla or whatever, this red bucket into the coffee thing for the iced coffee and stuff. So it kind of reminds me of how they used to use the shake machine. And it was just this bag of milk shake, I guess they would throw in there. It was kind of like that. So anyway, I'm just like, holy shit, red bucket coffee. So we were, me and her had started doing this inside joke where it's like, yeah, you know, what's in it is just, they found a medical waste bucket and we're like, fuck it. We're going to throw coffee in it. And there's a Starbucks next door there was, and like a racetrack, and they went and got all the coffee grinds. You know, grounds out of all that, whatever they had left over from the night before. Yeah, we'll take that. We'll put that in our coffee at McDonald's because it's a dollar. So we came up with red bucket coffee. So, and then, and we still to this day, that's our, like our little thing. So this time, for whatever reason, I kept finding, so I saw this big like gas truck. And a lot of this is going to do with gas stations, by the way. Yeah, so this is like the road trip episode, but so there's these big gas truck drives by, you know, that's going to go fill gas. And it was for Pilot, which I don't know. It's like Love's. Pilot and Love's, and these are like big rest stop gas station, like truck stop gas stations and along the interstate. And my friend Bart knows because he loves like trucker movies and a lot of the stuff, and we'll get to that later. But Bart's like old school good old boy like that. And he loves trucks and cars and you know, gassers and hot rods and stuff like that. So that's kind of his thing. So yeah, if you don't ever go anywhere or whatever, but yes, yeah, so this is one of those top truck stop gas stations kind of. Pilot's pretty good, and so is Love's. So it's giant Pilot, you know, gas truck drives by us on the highway, and it says coffee, the best coffee on the interstate, or number one coffee on the interstate. My wife loves Starbucks. So I start fucking with her the whole ride. I'm like, hey, you want to get off and go get, you know, Pilot and go get some coffee? She's like, fuck you. I'm like, no, you can't say that. I said, it's the best fucking coffee on the interstate. The goddamn sign said so. That's, look, if it's one thing to hear somebody say it on the radio, like this, if it's printed, I'm like, hey, that's printed on the side of a big old truck. It's got to be true. So I said, you're wrong. If you want Starbucks, we have to go to Pilot and get you the best coffee on the interstate. And it was just hilarious because every 100 miles or so, you know, we'd be talking about something, and I'd suddenly be like, hey, we should go get a Pilot and get coffee. So she's like, no. And I'm like, it's the best. Come on. It's the best coffee on the interstate. You have to do it. It's, come on. It's so, it was just fun. So that was like the start of the trip. And that was kind of good. So we ended up driving overnight. I think the first big thing we did was go to Buc-ee's. We went to Buc-ee's more than once. We went twice at least. So the first time I went to, so if you don't know what a Buc-ee's is, I'm sure it's from Texas, but I'm sure in Florida, we got a lot of news down in South Florida recently with like Fort Pierce and a couple other areas that are, the Buc-ee's is like a, see, now you're going to have to go back a little. So, because this also leads up to some other places, but basically if you know what a Wawa is or Sheetz, which we'll get to later, or racetrack, you know, racetracks like supposed to be this kind of big gas station with food and stuff. Wawa, a lot more people in Florida kind of know what a Wawa is now. And I know Virginia Beach, that's where I learned where it was, that it's this huge gas station with a bunch of pumps, and it's got like food, like, you know, you order on a fucking computer and then they'll make your sub for you and these sandwiches, and they have like other food there. And it's bigger than like a Speedway. Okay, it's better than a Speedway. It's kind of like a racetrack, but they have the better food option. Okay, so then you have the bigger version of that is what we call a Buc-ee's. So it's not a truck stop like a Love's or a or a pilot. Because this place even says no big trucks like that. No, like, we're talking like, you know, like the gas truck, like semis and stuff. So it's like that, but for cars, you know, and stuff like that. And it's the size of like a old school non-super Walmart. Okay. It's just, and a lot of people are just like, I've never been there, but I keep hearing about it. And it is. It's like this giant ass superstore that has like 100 gas pumps for cars and like pickup trucks. You know, there's nothing like a truck stop. It's not for truckers. And it's this whole big old thing. And they have.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. A mighty robot, loved by good, feared by evil.
Well, what it tells me, Lance Russell, is today, woo, I've got the style and profile like never before.
Justin Jordan.
You cannot fuck me. You cannot fuck me. I am unfuckable. Oh. I have never been fucked. Oh. And if you fucking try and fuck me, snap your
Will
fucking
you listen
cock off.
This is Not For Air Radio.
Different stations where they're making food. So you don't order. You could. They have like a deli. They also have like, you know, brisket and all these, this food. And their mascot's a beaver. And they have all these clothes. They also have other clothes in there from other brands. Fishing stuff. Hunting stuff. Think of going to like a country version of Home Goods. They have like that there. Okay. And they have all this stuff. And they have all these Bucky brand foods, like chips and stuff. But they also, and they have like giant things of hot sauce. It's just this insane thing of t-shirts and wood for your, you know, what do you call it? Your fire pit outside. So we went to this giant place. And the best time we went was like 3 a.m. I think by the time we got to, it was like 3 a.m. or 2 or 3 a.m. when we got up to Daytona. And, or maybe we didn't go to the one in Daytona. We only went to the one that was like, there's one more that's north of that. And before you get out of Florida. And we went to it. It was empty. It was so nice. So it was really nice and empty. And that was cool. Because like I said, I like to get out of Florida before the sun comes up. Especially if it's like I'm leaving on a Thursday to a Friday because of the morning traffic and stuff. I want to be the fuck out of there. So I always go like at midnight or 1 a.m. or something. I have to leave. So I want to be in Georgia by sunup. So anyway, we did. But yeah, so Bucky's is like this crazy place. And we go in there and it's dead. And I'm like, cool. We got our briskets. I got like a taco brisket or something. Or a burrito, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, we got some energy drinks. Which weren't good because I picked the wrong ones. But it's like all this stuff. So that's what a Bucky's is. And then we'll tow back to that. So then we took Bucky's and we went and kept going. And then we went to, you know, filled up. And there was, we went to the south of the border, which I never been to. South of the border is like this, because there's a Bucky's before that, but we didn't go to that one. We went to that one later. There's a south of the border in between the South Carolina, North Carolina border, a 95. It's been there forever, since I was a kid. Anytime, which eventually I started leaving out of state. I went out of state once to South Carolina when I was a kid, to Charleston, in that area. And then I flew to Virginia and stuff. So anyway, after that, after high school. So anytime I would drive up there to North Carolina, Virginia, on 95, because it's right off 95. So if you're going to like anywhere in South Carolina or to like Charlotte or anything, it's going to be on the west. You're not going to hit it, but it's awesome. And they had an arcade across the street. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, oof. So I went into the shop. Nobody was happy to work there, it seemed. And it just became like this empty shell of itself, I guess. But 80 south of the border and like early 2000s and 90s south of the border, from what I understand, is amazing. I think I stopped there once in the middle of the night and we slept. I don't remember, but there was nothing was open. But this is one time we went during the day. So I went in there for a second, didn't get anything, and then like got back in the car. South of the border is kind of cool, but it looks like it's not what it was 30 years ago or even 20 years ago back in, you know, the 2000s. So we get to North Carolina, we drive, got a hotel, and we're in the Screenville area. It's pretty nice. And we go to we went to an Outback, and they only open a certain time in the winter. Or maybe not. I think they're open since noon. But we went, and they were nice. And, you know, everybody was super friendly with y'all. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot. South. So that was kind of cool. And then that was that. And then the next day, we drove around more, and I went and saw my dad and stuff. And I went to this gas station that's equivalent. It's a Wawa, but it's not a Wawa. So I don't know if anybody knows this, but, like, you know how if you ever watch, like, commercials for Checkers, the fast food place that's just a drive-in or drive-through, not a drive-in, or it's like, you know, Checkers and Rallies, which is similar to the same thing. It's just different names in different parts of the country, I guess. Just like when you go to Carl's Jr.'s or Hardee's. So that's kind of what that was. We did go to Hardee's, by the way, which I have not had a Hardee's breakfast in so long. I know they built one Hardee's in, I think Fort Pierce at the truck stop, but we went once a long time ago, but we never went back. And I used to have it in Virginia a lot, so when I was working there. So we went to Hardee's, and I had like a biscuits and gravy and hash. Oh my God. It's greasy as fuck, but it was so good. And I'm eating a lot better now than I used to. And so, you know, I'm on vacation, kind of. So I'm like, yeah, you know, it doesn't really, I can't, there's no bowl nearby to eat or, you know, any of that. So it was so good. It was so greasy. It was so good. I have not had a Hardee's. Oh my God. I was like, oh, I can't eat this every day, but I love it. So that was cool. But we went to this place called Sheetz, and it's essentially like Wawa. If you're in Florida or Virginia, you know what I mean. And it's the same exact thing. It's just called Sheetz, which is, I think, like it's S-H-E-E-T-Z. They have like the same type of thing where you go on the computer and you order your food. You pay at the register, and then they call your number and they give it to you. We're talking sandwiches and, you know, burgers and stuff. I had like a burger wrap. It was pretty good. And fries or tots or something. It was good. So this was what they had there. Instead of Wawa, this is what they had. But it's like out of the gas stations. Like, that's the one I like. And the gas was way cheaper up there than it is down here. I think it was still under $3 up there. So that was kind of cool. Because yesterday or the day before, I went to Wawa and it was like ridiculous. It wasn't bad. It was like three something. But I mean, this whole trip, it wasn't. So anyway. So that was kind of cool to have the Sheetz. So I got to experience these different gas station things on the road. I think it's kind of fun. Would I want to be like, I couldn't be a trucker. I always thought about it. I just don't like driving. And I did pretty well this time than I did last time when I worked. We went and visited my dad a couple of years ago, like in October. But Nicole's job, and I was working at the comic store, we had to be back by a certain, like, we had to go back to work pretty quick, so I couldn't stay much. Like, it was pretty time. And this time I stayed about the same, but we didn't have to race back, and we didn't. We made good time. But anyway, no, it was cool to go to Sheetz. And then we went to this place called, so my dad lives on the coast, kind of North Carolina, towards Virginia, but he lives on the Sound. And there's the Sound and there's like the Outer Banks and stuff. So he lives on the Sound and there's like this place called Barry's in Walnut Island, which is kind of like Captain Hiram's, but smaller scale as far as they have like rooms to rent. Cause people go there for duck hunting in the Sound during, I think, October. I heard guns and stuff when we were visiting last time. 2 years ago. And we had like a big dinner and it was so nice. And then we went back to the hotel, which was about 2 hours away. And then anyway, all that stuff. But on the way back, this is where it gets good for trucker stuff. So on the way back, we hit 95. Oh, so on the way back, I'm like, I want fucking Waffle House. Now, mind you, there's a Waffle House right across from where I work or where I was staying at the hotel. But we didn't. I'm like, no, let's get one that's closer to 95 so we can just get on 95 and get the fuck back home. So, and I was driving. So we found one that was like closer to 95 in this town, and we're driving and driving to it. And we get there and, you know, the parking lot looks empty. There's other stores right there. So I always loved Waffle House. I had it when I lived in South Carolina. There was one by me in town. And then when I took the trip to Charlotte with my buddy Boots the first time, I ate it. Anyway, I like Waffle House. I like their waffles. So we went to go in, and some guy comes out the door. I don't know if he was a little touched or whatever. Maybe he was on the spectrum. He was nice, but he's like, hey, are you guys here to pick up or to go or to eat here? I'm like, we eat here. And they're like, oh, well, we're at capacity at the way, you know. So we're like, that's fine. We got to go. Thank you. And it was fine. So when we get back in the car, I pull up maps real quick to figure out where I am. And it's like, all right, where's 95 from here? And it says on maps, you know, if you like have restaurants or whatever, and it's or stores, because at the comic book store, it always like would tell people less busy or more busy than usual or busier than usual. It says less busy than usual. And I'm just like, motherfucker, I'm like, bullshit. Unless all these people literally just showed up. So I put on Facebook, I posted the map picture, and then where it says Waffle House, like less busy than usual. I'm like, capacity, liar. And then we just left. And I thought that was funny. So we went to another Sheetz, and I got a waffle sandwich to go, and that was fine. But on the way back, once we hit 95, we're driving by to head back south, and because that's the trek. Once you're on 95, that's the long stretch. And our wife's like, oh, I could use the bathroom. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll find somewhere to stop. And we stop at this giant ass place in this town called Kenley, North Carolina, which is off of 95. And it had like a lighthouse like structure. But it had a Wendy's like drive thru. But it was also like kind of like it reminded me of the stops on the turnpike, the you know, the centers you go to. If you're taking the turnpike in Florida to like Orlando and stuff, they have like the rest centers, you know, where all the parking, and then they have like Wendy's in them and bathrooms and a Taco Bell. So it was kind of like that, but it was way much more than that. It was this huge trucker, like they had trucker parts, and they had like a truck museum all inside this damn place. And they had like Iron Skillet restaurant, and they, of course, they had a Subway and like a Wendy's and Dairy Queen and all that. And they had like truck stops, like in there. They had showers. They had like this whole Harley Davidson like stuff they're selling, long dusters and biker stuff. They had Smokey and the Bandit on their TVs. They had guitars for sale. Like another section, it was like this. I was like, "Oh man, I got to show my buddy Bart this. He'll lose his mind over this place." And it was just so much different shirts, and because we were also looking for a shirt, it's like, you know, North Carolina something, and it was just this insane like amount of stuff. And I was like, "God, I could spend all day in this place, or at least 2 hours," but we couldn't because, you know. So we walked around for a little bit and watched stuff, and I was thinking about getting a shirt, but I think next time I go up, I'll get the duster. Because hasn't been super cold down here, and it's kind of hot to wear it. I'm not my buddy Nick, you know. I have an overcoat that I wear that's pretty cool, but it's not super thick. Like, it's okay for cold weather, but it's not like if it was freezing, it wouldn't do me any good. So anyway, I thought that place was awesome. So if you're in the trucks, they have like a trucker jamboree there I saw online. Check out, I think it's called like Kenley's 95. And I looked at the website and was like, oh yeah, this is definitely the place and stuff. And I thought it was, I could take a couple pictures, but I thought it was really cool. Like, I was like, man, this is pretty neat. I'm not really a car guy or truck guy. That's, like I said, my buddy Bart, though. I mean, me and him have talked about it on the show before. And we watched like 80s, 70s and 80s, like, you know, macho movies and stuff with Stallone and Arnold and, you know, that kind of stuff. So I thought about maybe doing something again with that. That'd be fun. But next time I see him, we're going to talk about the place. It was really cool. So Kenley's, definitely check that out. That was like the mega, I like finding, you know, quirky little neat places, not like the world's largest ball of string or anything, but something I didn't expect. Like, this is up there with like the South of the Border thing or Buc-ee's. So we did hit a Buc-ee's once we got into South Carolina. And let me tell you something from experience here. A Buc-ee's on a Sunday afternoon and a Buc-ee's at 3 a.m. are completely different animals. I mean, we're talking Black Friday, Christmas shit people in this place. And then don't get me wrong, it can handle a lot of people, but it was like so many people. I was like, Jesus Christ. So of course we're picking up souvenirs for my mother-in-law and stuff and food, you know, stuff to snack on and drink on the way home. So we don't have to keep stopping. And so that was kind of that. And then I don't think we went to Buc-ee's and up here on the way home. I don't remember. I don't think so. I think we went to a Love's. We went to a Love's or a Pilot, like a normal truck stop. So I don't care. I had fun. I thought it was an awesome trip. And I like the road trip idea. You know, if I wasn't married, and I've been married for a decade now, it turns out, and I had the way to successfully be like a digital nomad, which is where you can just travel and work anywhere that has internet, because I can record anywhere, just uploading it to the internet's what I need to do. I can edit it from the computer. That's not a problem. But yeah, anyway, that was the fun idea. But if I known about that and the internet was as good as it is now, it was decent when I started a decade, 14 years ago in 2010, but it's, and you know, with the phones now and everything, it's just so much easier just to do whatever. You know, it would have been convenient then. But again, like I said, if I wasn't married or whatever, I could do that, but I am, so I'm not, but that's okay. I might be able to nomad my way around town and maybe the state a little bit, but not like leave. In England, I did podcasts and we did the Podunk Radio from England. So speaking of Podunk Radio, I'm not saying much, but I am saying keep, if you guys miss the radio format and miss the station, mostly punk rock and underground stuff and metal. But I would just keep your ear to the ground and look out for announcements in the future. I'm not going to say anything now. It's still early. But I would definitely keep, keep looking. You never know. And, you know, plus WrestleMania is coming up, so I'll probably do a podcast about that. I did that one about the Undertaker streak to Roman, I think, years ago. I'll do another one. This year's shaping up to be pretty good with The Rock's involvement. And CM Punk is back. I mean, he's injured. I did air quotes. I mean, I guess he is injured, but he was on the broadcast team for this big event yesterday. So that can happen. So yeah, just, keep an eye out for that. So WrestleMania is going to be fun. I definitely recommend checking out any of those places if you're on the road anywhere. You know, just to take a drive if you want to go somewhere for the weekend, you know. I enjoyed it. Like I needed it. You know, I think I needed to get out for a minute. And again, I love Florida, but it was nice to go somewhere else. And I never been up there. Well, I have. I lived up there, but it was nice because the times I seen my visit with my dad were one time when I got married. After we got married, it was December. It was Christmas, or it was right before Christmas. It didn't snow yet. It was cold. That was once. And I didn't stay there, really. I saw him for like a day. Second time was when we got, we're moving to England. We went up there. And that was in like April, you know, April, almost time to go. Easter was in April. And then last time was when we went to, during October, like in right around our anniversary in October. So we went up there then, and that was a little bit cooler out, and it was fall, so it was cool looking. It was different because we don't have that here. And then this time was in, you know, winter. It's in the end of January, so. It didn't snow or anything, although the storms did come after or before that, but it was pretty. It was cold. It was cool out. I liked it. I love the different types of weather and stuff. You know, I used to be kind of like, I don't want to go anywhere, and I still kind of don't want to go anywhere, but I definitely want to do more fun stuff like that. So, but thank you everybody for listening. We'll see you next time. You know, but it was cool to talk about truck stuff, and it was cool to talk about being on a trip. I don't get to do that very often, so that was fun. You know, flying's one thing. You go do this and you fly. It's not much of, it could be an adventure if something happens, but you know what I mean? Like, I know I spent a lot of time in the airport when I was in England, but you know, just to drive somewhere, you know, we did kind of a mini trip when we went to Orlando in October for Spooky. So we went with Jeff and that was cool. We did that and it was like for 2 days. So that was exciting, but that wasn't that long of a trip. I mean, it's like 2 hours or 3 hours from here. But anyway, we'll talk about that next time. So yes, thank you for listening to Not For Air. We are here and we are always around. And check us out on social media, Not For Air. Check us out on Facebook, Underground Horror Radio as well. And we'll talk to you next time. Later.
Get your ass in there and close the goddamn deal.
Goddamn, 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 goddamn. I'll give him a goddamn trial, Your Honor.
You're listening to Not For Air Radio.